RideRightRound.org, and I will put that link on my webpage later for you as well. These are two men from Australia, started in March of this year to ride overland around the world on motorcycles for prostate cancer awareness. They're in Niagara. They met with the mayor of Niagara Falls today. One of the men riding is Simon Buckley. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty cold.
Yeah, I know. Somehow your route is taking you across Canada in the beginning of our winter months.
we've actually amended that route somewhat.
Okay.
Given the time of year, and we're actually going to head south from the East Coast. So we're going to head back to New York and go south.
South to Florida, and then across the southern United States.
That's right. Yeah, and then into Mexico from there.
And then Mexico, and you go through Central America, South America. My understanding was there is no one main highway that connects the Americas. How do you get
from,
there?
From Panama, you've got to either fly or ship the bikes around to either Colombia or Ecuador. Given that there's a little bit of tension down in Colombia and Venezuela at the moment, we might skip Colombia, but we'll just have to wait and see when we get a bit closer.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you've had to ship bikes before because you come from an island.
Yeah.
You know, you come from Australia. So what do you do in that case? Literally just pack them up and ride, you know, sit on a boat, or you don't drive around on a boat?
It's been different every time. From Darwin in Australia to East Timor, we shipped them and the ship broke down, so we lost a week and a half there. But sometimes we pack them into crates. Sometimes we can just give them to the companies and they deal with it for us. And it all depends on the system and the place. But we actually flew from London, flew the bikes from London to Montreal to save some time.
Now, the idea for this. Tell me about the idea for this. When it started.
Well, the idea actually, the idea for the ride and the cause sort of happened concurrently but separately. So I was already planning a ride. And I got chatting with my dad about prostate cancer during a football match, actually. And I'm talking about how, you know, there's not much awareness out there because there was ads for breast cancer on the football.
Right.
And he said he didn't want to talk about it. And so I pushed him. And he said, look, I haven't been checked. I don't want to go. They might find something wrong.
Right. That's classic men all around the world say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man talk. And so that's where I wanted to have some effect. I wanted people to start to look at it and to learn a bit more about what the options are and what the tests are and all that sort of stuff, so that they feel more comfortable actually going and getting tested for something proactively before they see symptoms.
Yeah, it's interesting that Movember, which I'm a part of now, I have a mustache going, is I believe started in Australia as well.
It's a funny story. My next door neighbour is in business with the guy's father who started Movember.
Oh, Adam. Cool.
Yeah. We're actually working in Canada. We're working with the group Motorcycle Ride for Dad, who do annual motorcycle ride to raise money for prostate cancer. And in the USA, we're working with Movember. So I'm sporting my Movember mustache myself as well.
I'm proud of mine. It's the first time I've had facial hair for years. I'm proud to do it. Now, by the route on your website, would it be fair to say you're halfway done, halfway around the world, a little more?
Probably just a little more than halfway. We've done 40,000 kilometers.
Wow.
And we're expecting somewhere between 70,000 and 75,000 kilometers. So, yeah, about just over halfway.
And you went up from Australia into, I'm trying to see here. I'm trying to read the map here. Were you through Philippines, Korea at all? Where were you, China?
No, originally we were just going to go through China, but that became really expensive for permits and that sort of stuff. So we went up through East Timor, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, and then we shipped across to Japan. Right to the very east of Russia, and then went right through Russia and Mongolia, and then into Europe that way.
You've probably got a million stories, but I mean, generally, what's this been like? It seems like an adventure of a lifetime.
It's been very, very hard work. Actually, it's every time you stop, every time you get a rest, you're spending your time organizing the next step, or the next shipping, or the next visa, or you know, the next plan,
Right.
An XPR event or things like that. So it's a lot of hard work. That's why I call it a project, not a holiday or a trip.
Sure.
But definitely places like Mongolia just absolutely blew my mind. Places like that were just amazing.
Are you mostly on the roads? You get off the beaten path at all?
Again, in Mongolia, there's only one road.
Okay.
And that runs out and then there's just tracks. But we're mostly on highways and roads.
All right.
It sounds like a long time, but 7 months goes very quickly.
I can imagine. What kind of bikes are you riding?
We're riding Kawasaki, KLRs, And they're probably a cheap version of the BMWs you've seen other famous people riding around the world.
So it's not. I'm trying to get a picture of it. Is it almost like a street legal dirt bike, or is it more of a street looking bike?
It's something like a street legal dirt bike, but it's a little bit more road orientated. So it's they call it a dual sport bike, and so it's so you can go off road with it if you've got the right tires. But it's still quite a heavy bike.
Do you have a team following you at all? A support team of any kind?
We've got a team of two, which is me, myself, and Todd.
Right, there you go.
So yeah, and that again. The support we get from other organisations like Motorcycle Ride for Dad here in Canada and Movember in the USA and people like that, it really make a difference to the trip, because it would be impossible to achieve what we're achieving without people in places that believe in what we're doing and are working to.
So you've got some personal stuff, I imagine, but if you need a part, a this or that, you kind of pick it up along the way, as you said, from helpful people.
Absolutely, yeah. Wow. And if we organise enough and we get the word to them that we're going to need them in when we get there, then it's normally easy enough to organise. But a lot of the time, especially in Asia, which was really surprising, it's really hard to find parts for Japanese bikes in Japan.
Wow. Have you taken any big breaks along the way, or you're just, like, for example, Niagara now, you maybe see the falls and then you got to go, you got to move
pretty
on.
Pretty much,
right?
Yeah. My brother lives in Germany and his wife just had a baby, So I spent a week in Germany with them.
Right.
A few days in Oktoberfest in Munich, and then it's pretty much go, go, go. The longest we would stay somewhere would be probably 2, maybe 3 days if we're feeling really lethargic.
Congratulations, guys. It's amazing. Say hello to Todd for us, Simon, and we'll follow your route and adventures on your webpage, and I hope you raise a lot of awareness and money for prostate cancer awareness and, of course, for Movember as well. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Larry.